All right, so we're diving deep today into the world of Tesla and their full self-driving tech. We've got this super interesting article from WebPro News fresh off the press. It's about this panel discussion with some of the top experts in the Tesla sphere.
Yeah, it sounds like they're painting a pretty exciting picture of what the future holds for full self-driving.
Yeah, totally. And buckle up because we're going to unpack all the latest advancements. Plus, we're going to tackle those questions that linger about some delays.
And really just explore like how close we are to truly driverless cars, you know.
Totally. So let's jump right in.
You know what's really fascinating to me is how Tesla's tackling this whole self-driving thing. It's not just about the tech itself.
Yeah.
It's really about how they're using all that data and real-world feedback to constantly make their software better.
Right. And the article actually mentions they've got something like 50,000 vehicles already running version 12.5.2.1 of their full self-driving software.
Wow.
It's an insane amount of data pouring in and helping them tweak and improve the system as we speak.
Takes out. It's like every time one of those cars makes a smoother stop at a yellow light or like hesitates a little less at a green light, that info goes right back to Tesla. They're basically crowdsourcing the development process, you know, using real-world driving conditions, which is like such a unique approach.
And it's obviously paying off. The article highlights all sorts of recent improvements, right? Like smoother stops, fewer of those annoying weather notifications, and like better safety features across the board.
And don't forget about the rollout of the end-to-end highway driving for all those people with the new AI Hardware 4.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hands-free highway driving is getting closer and closer.
It's coming.
Speaking of global expansion, though, Smart Summon. You know that feature that lets you call your car to you from a parking spot? That's gone. Global. Europe. China. A bunch more international markets have access to it now. It seems like they're setting the stage for a much wider full self-driving feature rollout soon.
That's exciting. Okay, but let's talk about those delays we keep hearing about. The article mentioned unpark, park in reverse. Those were all supposed to come out in October? And they're still pending, so what's the deal with that?
Well, the article suggests that the Wii robot event in mid-October might have something to do with it. You know, that was a huge event for Tesla showing off their robotics program. It's possible they had to shift some resources away from full self-driving to focus on that.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you have to wonder, with a company like Tesla that's always pushing the limits, are these delays just growing pains, or is there something more to it?
It's definitely something to think about. While the delay might be from them moving resources around, it also shows how incredibly complex it is to develop something as sophisticated as full self-driving. I mean, this isn't like updating your phone's software. This is cutting-edge tech that has to interact with the real world in all these unpredictable ways.
Okay, so we've got these advancements, some bumps in the road, and like a ton of potential. But what is it about Tesla's approach that seems to set them apart in this race for self-driving cars?
Well, the experts in the article all seem to agree that Tesla's secret weapon is data. We're talking millions of Teslas out there collecting data every single day, feeding it back to Tesla's engineers.
Yeah, it's like having a million eyes on the road, constantly learning and adapting.
Exactly. And the scale of that data is so important. Imagine trying to teach a self-driving system to handle every single possible scenario, just using simulations or controlled environments.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't be as effective for sure.
Tesla throws the software into the wild west of real-world driving. It learns from the crazy chaos of traffic, pedestrians, weather conditions, all of it.
So data is king, got it. But what about the hardware? The article mentions Hardware 4 and AI 4 as being game changers. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. Hardware 4 is basically a huge upgrade to the car's brain. We're talking a faster computer, higher resolution cameras that capture more details, and more powerful AI models processing all that data.
Wow, that sounds impressive. But what about people who don't have the newest Tesla? Does this mean older vehicles are just going to get left behind?
That's a good question, and a lot of people are wondering the same thing. The good news is Tesla's planning to backport many of the AI 4 improvements to older Hardware 3 systems. They're even looking into potential retrofits to bring those older vehicles closer to the newer models.
Oh, wow. So even if you don't have the latest hardware, you'll still benefit from the advancements.
Exactly.
That's good to hear. Now let's talk about version 13 of the full self-driving software. This is where things get interesting.
It does. The article mentions a fourfold increase in miles between necessary interventions compared to what we have now. That means the car can drive itself for way longer stretches without needing a person to take over.
That's a huge jump. When can we expect to see this update?
The internal release seems like it's happening any day now, and a wider rollout is projected around Thanksgiving. But just like version 12, which took a while to fully roll out, version 13 is a big leap, so it'll probably be phased in over time.
That makes sense. Okay, so paint us a picture. What can we expect from version 13?
All right, picture this. A car that not only sees everything in high definition, but also hears everything. The article talks about better collision avoidance, improved responses to traffic signals, and get this, audio detection of emergency vehicles.
Wait, so the car will react to sirens?
Yeah, that's the idea.
That's wild. How does that even work?
The details are still a bit unclear, but it sounds like the car will be able to tell the difference between different types of sirens and other loud noises, so it can react appropriately.
That's a game changer for safety. So what's making the car's brain so much smarter?
The article gets pretty technical here, but they've scaled up the AI architecture a lot. Like, they tripled the model size, increased something called context length by 4.2 times, and boosted the training compute by 5 times.
Okay, I'm not an AI expert, so can you explain what all that means for the average driver?
Basically, the car's brain is getting bigger, more interconnected, and can process information much faster. This lets the full self-driving system learn better from all that real-world data we talked about.
Okay.
And that leads to better driving, smoother responses, and ultimately a more enjoyable driving experience.
So, like, the car is always learning and becoming a better driver over time.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about Tesla's approach. They're not trying to build a finished product. They're building a system that's constantly learning, adapting, and improving, just like a human driver.
All right. So far, we've covered a ton. Big advancements with Hardware 4 and version 13, the power of data, and the strides Tesla's making in self-driving tech. But let's be real for a second. Developing technology this complex is not easy, right?
You're absolutely right. The article talks about how hard it is to schedule and develop something as revolutionary as full self-driving. It's not like a simple software update for your phone. This is groundbreaking stuff that takes immense effort, constant tweaking, and a willingness to embrace the unknown.
So is Tesla really on track to deliver a truly self-driving experience?
I think the takeaway is that Tesla is making incredible progress, even if it's not always on the timeline they planned. They're putting so much into this problem, both in terms of people and computing power.
And it's not just about the tech itself, right? This could fundamentally change how we think about transportation.
Totally. Imagine a world with fewer accidents, way less traffic, and more mobility for everyone, even people who can't drive. That's the kind of future Tesla's aiming for. And while there are challenges, the progress is definitely there.
So where do we go from here? We've talked about the tech, the advancements, the challenges, but what does this all mean for us, the people who might actually use this technology one day?
That's the big question, isn't it? And that's exactly what we'll be diving into in part two of this deep dive. We'll talk about the potential impact on society, the ethical stuff, and how this could affect our economy.
So stay tuned, because this journey into the world of Tesla's full self-driving is just getting started. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode 2024-11-18, part 2 of 3.
So welcome back to our deep dive into Tesla's full self-driving. Before the break, we were talking about all the cool tech stuff and how much it's changing.
Yeah, it's moving so fast.
Now let's talk about what all this means for us, the everyday drivers. How will self-driving cars change how we live and how we get around?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? It's not like just getting a new app on our phones or something. This feels like a much bigger change.
Totally. Think about your daily commute. For a lot of people, it's a chore, right? Just time you have to get through. But with self-driving cars, imagine that commute becoming productive time or even enjoyable time.
Yeah.
You can get some work done, read a book, even take a nap.
I love that idea, like getting back all that lost time. And it could change how we design our cities too, right? Like, maybe we'd need fewer parking lots if cars can just drop you off and then park themselves somewhere else. That opens up so much space.
You're totally right. Imagine cities with more parks, more places to walk, even more affordable housing because we don't need as many parking lots.
Right. It's a whole new way to think about cities. And we can't forget about accessibility either. For people with disabilities, self-driving cars could give them so much more independence, more freedom to get around, which is amazing.
Absolutely. It's a great example of how technology can make things more inclusive for everyone.
Mm.
But we have to be realistic too, right? Every new technology comes with challenges.
For sure.
And self-driving cars are no exception.
Like job displacement, for example. If trucks can drive themselves, what happens to all the truck drivers? What about taxi drivers, delivery drivers, all the people whose jobs depend on driving?
Yeah, this brings up the whole future of work question. As automation takes over some jobs, we need to be ready to retrain people, give them the skills they need for the jobs of the future. And this isn't just about truck drivers. It's something we need to think about across all kinds of jobs.
It is. It's a question we all need to be thinking about. We can't just ignore the potential downsides.
Exactly. And another concern is safety. How can we be absolutely sure these cars are safe? What happens if they malfunction or get hacked or run into a situation on the road they weren't expecting?
Well, I guess that's where all the testing and development comes in, right? Companies like Tesla are spending a lot of money to make these systems safe and secure. But you're right, there's always a risk with new technology. And the stakes are pretty high when it comes to cars driving themselves around people.
And it's not just about preventing accidents either. There's some really tricky ethical questions too. Like, if a crash is unavoidable, how should the car's AI decide what to do? Should it try to protect the passengers at all costs, even if that means putting pedestrians or other drivers at risk?
Wow, that's a tough one. I mean, can we even program those kinds of moral decisions into a machine?
It's uncharted territory for sure. And these are the conversations we need to be having as a society. We need to think about the values we want these systems to reflect and how we can make sure they line up with our own ethical principles.
So basically, the future of self-driving cars is full of both promise and potential problems. There's a lot to gain, but we need to be careful and have these tough discussions about safety ethics and the impact on everyone.
It's a future that's being shaped right now. And it's up to all of us to make sure it's a future that benefits everyone. It's not just about Tesla or even just about cars. It's about how technology changes our world.
Yeah, we're talking about transportation, the future of work, the ethics of AI, what kind of society we want to live in. It's a lot.
Exactly. And that's why these kinds of discussions are so important. It's about giving you, the listener, the knowledge to understand these complex issues so you can be part of the conversation.
So as we go into the final part of this deep dive, let's keep that in mind. We'll be exploring the bigger implications of Tesla's full self-driving, not just for the car industry, but for everyone. We'll look at the economic impacts, the global race for self-driving tech, and the challenges and opportunities ahead.
It's going to be interesting, so stay with us. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive, episode 2024-1118, part 3 of 3.
All right, so welcome back to our final part of this deep dive on Tesla's full self-driving. We've dug into the tech, the advancements, and how all of this could impact society. But now I kind of want to zoom out a little and look at the even bigger picture.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand the whole economic side of things too.
Yeah.
Full self-driving isn't just a cool feature anymore. It's about to be a huge industry.
Wow.
A multi-trillion dollar market attracting companies from all over the tech and automotive worlds.
So it's bigger than just Tesla now.
Oh, yeah. It's a full-on global race to dominate the self-driving landscape.
A race. Oh.
Totally. You've got those traditional car companies trying to catch up, tech giants like Google and Apple pouring money into it, and then you've got all these startups popping up trying to grab a piece of the pie.
Sounds like a wild west out there. Right. But is all this competition actually good for the average person?
Well, theoretically, competition should be good, right? It pushes companies to innovate, leads to better products and lower prices,
mm-hmm.
more choices for the consumer. But it also brings up concerns about things getting fragmented and not being compatible.
So instead of a seamless world where all these self-driving cars can talk to each other, we could end up with a bunch of systems that don't work together.
Exactly. It's like the early days of smartphones, before we all kind of settled on a few main operating systems.
Right, right. So we need some industry standards then, maybe some collaboration and maybe even some government involvement to make sure these systems can actually communicate with each other.
Exactly, because we don't want a world where self-driving cars can't understand each other. That would be a mess.
Yeah, that would be a disaster for sure. And speaking of government, what about regulations? There's still so much uncertainty around how self-driving cars are going to be regulated.
You're right, it's complicated, and differing countries are taking very different approaches. Some are all in on self-driving cars, while others are being way more cautious. This kind of patchwork of regulations makes it tough for companies like Tesla that operate globally.
Yeah, it sounds like a tough balancing act. On one hand, you need regulations to keep people safe, but on the other hand, you don't want to slow down innovation with a bunch of rules.
Exactly. It's a tough one.
Where do you think this is all headed?
It's hard to say for sure, but I think we'll see more collaboration between governments, industry leaders, and the public to create a system that balances safety, innovation, and consumer choice.
Okay, so back to Tesla. They've been pushing the boundaries of this technology, but can they stay in the lead with all this competition?
Well, Tesla has a big advantage when it comes to data. They have millions of cars out there collecting real-world driving data, which is super valuable for training their AI systems.
It all comes back to that data-driven approach we talked about.
Exactly.
It's like having a million test drivers constantly giving feedback to their engineers.
Right. But data alone isn't enough.
Right.
Tesla needs to keep innovating, build partnerships, and navigate all those regulations. if they want to stay ahead.
So it's a high-stakes game. And the winners are the ones who can adapt, evolve, and deliver a solid self-driving experience to people.
And we can't forget about all the ethical stuff we talked about either. As self-driving cars become more common, we need to address the questions about liability, privacy, and how all of this affects society as a whole.
It's a lot to think about. Well, this has been an incredible journey exploring Tesla's full self-driving. We've covered so much, from the tech itself to the potential impact on the world.
It really is amazing how fast this technology is changing. And the possibilities seem endless.
We've learned about Tesla's approach, their drive to innovate, and the challenges they're facing.
For sure.
What stands out to you as the biggest takeaway?
I think the main thing is that the future of transportation is being decided right now. And it's a story we're all writing together. It's about technology, but it's also about us, about the choices we make and the kind of future we want.
Yeah, that's a great point. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Tesla's full self-driving, we hope this has sparked your curiosity and given you a better understanding of this whole landscape. This is just the start of the conversation, and your voice matters. Stay informed, stay engaged, and keep exploring the world with that curious mind. Thanks for joining us on this amazing journey.